Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, hour number two. With a little T-Pain and our guy Lil Weezy. Lil Weezy. Is that the guy that used to be on Skip Bayless's show all the time that used to do the open? Remember that show that Skip Bayless used to do on Fox Sports 1 that nobody watched?
Yeah, including myself. Like, I don't know anything Skip Bayless did at the first hit.
Yeah. Neither does America. Completely rendered useless. Anyway, but he's made a lot of money, which I'm eternally jealous about. Anyway, we get back to the show this way. Asking you if you have a strong problem, disagree, agree, think it's crazy that Connor Orr in this MMQB top 100 bold, and again, bold predictions list has the Commanders not having more than 9 wins. Now, we don't have the exact number that he's got, but it's just less than 9.5, which means it's 9 or less. And he's got the Cowboys, in turn, winning more than 7.5, which means 8 or more. Which one of those is crazy? Or which one of those do you like, not like, do you think is way out of bounds? We'll get into some of the rest of the column because it's fun. And none of this should be taken too seriously, but it's June. And certainly, we have the time. There's been no Stanley Cup Final or NBA Final action for a couple of days. We'll get that starting tomorrow night, but we got some time. So let's get to it on the phones at 301-230-0980. Also, you can talk about the Nats Cup Series. Is this the biggest series for the Nationals since the World Series in 2019, or is that too rich? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's start with Gary in Upper Marlboro in the leadoff spot. Gary, good afternoon. How are you? Gary?
Do you hear me?
Yep, I got you now.
Do you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm going over a bridge.
That's okay.
I'm not offended by either one, okay? You know, Washington, you know, if you had all the circumstances that Washington had last year and you put those in the Giants or the Cowboys camp, you would have people calling your show this year about those teams saying that they're going to take a step back. Because if you look at all the stuff, with an objective eye, you can see how the Commanders would take a step back. You know, they're playing a very difficult schedule, a great slate of quarterbacks, and in my opinion, they really haven't upgraded their defense. So, you know, Jaden is the X factor. But and the other thing is they didn't have a whole host of injuries last year. The Cowboys did. The Cowboys had a ton of injuries. And I forget what their record was. I think they were 7-10. But just getting Dak back, I think, is worth an extra couple of wins. So I can see them exceeding seven games, maybe get 8, 9, 8. But I can also see Washington taking a step back just because of two things. They were very lucky on the injury front last mm-hmm. year, and they have a much tougher schedule. So I don't think that's out of bounds at all.
Yeah, I don't think it's crazy. I think the Commanders probably, even with that advanced schedule, and you're absolutely correct, better opponents, better, more road games than home games, the trip to Madrid, a bunch of primetime short week turnarounds that are going to contribute to guys not playing because they can't recover in time. The Commanders going from 12 wins to 10 makes more sense to me than 12 to 9 or less, but I could see it. It would be disappointing if they were only 9-8. I think that most people would view that as a setback and far, far, far from a guarantee that at that point they would make the playoffs. But the one I feel better about is the one it seems like you feel better about, and I agree with you, and this might make me unpopular. I don't care. It is the Cowboys being better than a 7-win team. I mean, they did play hard for Mike McCarthy down the stretch. Again, they were not going to bring back McCarthy because his contract was up. If McCarthy still had 1 year left on his deal, he would still be there, but they weren't going to sign him to a new 4 or 5 year deal at whatever amount of money. So, okay, they make the difference. They pull off the Band-Aid. They don't hire the big-name coach. They hire the in-house option, Brian Schottenheimer, so on. Everybody acts like that's a space Martian. He's been a longtime NFL head coach. I think he's going to run the ball more in Dallas. Some of that is to protect the offensive line. Some of that is to protect who you mentioned, Dak Prescott. And yes, you are absolutely right. We had this debate last week on the air. We had this debate after the show, Craig Hoffman and I, and a couple of other people. Dak Prescott, when he is healthy, is still, I believe, and it sounds like they believe, right there at a top 10 quarterback level. Maybe he's slightly out of it, and we need to see him first play again, but it's not like he's a 23rd or 24th best quarterback option in the league. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and but I just don't see why everyone is thinking, unless you think the improvements that they made on the offense is going to take. I mean, they did average 29 points a game last year. I'm talking about Washington.
Right, right.
I mean, do you think that they've made that much improvement on the offense that's going to get them up to 35 game points a game?
I don't see 35, but I could see 31, 32. But again, to the original point, right? Tougher schedule, shorter weeks. Yes, they added Tunsil. Yes, they added Deebo Samuel. They also subtracted some guys. You don't know if Zach Ertz is going to stay healthy the entire year. As a matter of fact, history outside of last year would tell you he's not. You don't know if Jaden or Terry McLaurin are going to be able to stay healthy. I think everybody's issue is they didn't improve enough on the defense. I will say this. They didn't improve enough at pass rush, but they did improve their run defense, and I do believe they significantly improved their defensive backfield. So while they didn't improve in every area and cover up every blemish, I do actually think the defense will be better than it was last year. The question for me is how much better? And that's where I kind of get a little hesitant. Is it middle of the pack? Is it 18 to 20, somewhere in that range? Is it like, can they force a lot more turnovers to level the playing field? If you can, you can get away with less talent. It's something that they haven't been good at, but it's something Dan Quinn's staffs have been good at and Dan Quinn's teams have been good at.
I agree with you on that. If they are 10 to 13 defense or 10 to 14 defense, then against that schedule, then they've dramatically improved.
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
And they will be a 10-win, at least a 10-win season.
I got you. Great call. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate you. Good to have you aboard to start the show. Let's get to let's go to Jonesy on line 3 here. What up, Jonesy? How are you?
Rooster, what's going on, man?
What's shaking, bacon?
Not much. I'm surprised the Chicken Hawks hadn't came out for you yet. I mean, they always get certain things, Mr. rude about you. Oh, Rooster said we're going to lose this many games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody else.
You know, I said one of my monikers, right, is I'm often misunderstood by the non-thinker. That's not always true, but a lot of what I say is often misconstrued because people hear ultimately what they want to hear, not what is actually said and not the reality of the situation. As best I can possibly present it, but it's what they want to hear, what they don't want to hear. And I'll give you a perfect example, right? Like yesterday, everybody is all fired up on my timeline about Mike Florio and what Mike Florio said, okay, about the Commanders being scared and thinking they were going to get ambushed in Philadelphia, so on and so forth. And nobody believed it, and I don't believe it. That being said, he's passing along, supposedly, allegedly, information that he got from somebody, supposedly, allegedly, that's a friend of his that's close to people in the Commander's building. And yet everybody got mad at Florio for passing it along, granted, 4 months later. And I would just say this, like, Florio is not saying that he heard or that he was told that. He's passing it along. So it's almost like, was it necessary, dude? No. Is it real? Probably not, but we don't know and we can't prove it. Three,
exactly.
I would say this. I think certain guys that are polarizing, and I've often been considered polarizing, are misunderstood or misconstrued because the first reaction we have as human beings and as sports fans is to protect ourselves, to defend what we love and what we're passionate about.
Indeed. Well, I'm going to move on because Mike Florio, you know, I don't know about him, man. I think he just made that up just to have some stuff to throw at the wall so, you know, people can hop on. And, you know, it's cool, but I wouldn't recommend it. But as far as what you're saying as far as the thing goes with the Commanders and the Cowboys, if that gets hurt, I don't see that 7.5 or 8 or whatever that is.
Yeah.
However, with us, I see a better team than what we had last season, regardless of the schedule. It's going to be tougher. But I see us squeaking out some games. We're probably, again, not supposed to win, but we will get it. We will get them. And I'm thinking, yeah, more or less, we're going to sneak inside the double digits. Don't be surprised. As they say, you heard it here first.
Listen.
So that's what they're doing.
I would love it. I mean, I want, you know, I want a long run every year. I mean, people think, for whatever reason, I root against the Commanders. That is not the case. I root for my sanity and I root for what's best for the radio show. And clearly a very good football team was best for the radio show last year. And I want you guys to all be happy, right? And I'll be happy too, because there's a lot of people that I care about there. Even though I wouldn't classically identify myself as a quote unquote fan of the team, I am a fan of them winning and a fan of good football and a fan of good people, and I think they're doing it all right. Jonesy, I appreciate you as always. Good to hear from you, brother.
Indeed.
There you go.
85.
Attaboy. There you go. Let's get one more in here, and then we'll take a timeout. Lap is with us on the Team 980. Hello, Lap. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster? Thanks for taking my call, man.
You got it, Lappy.
I think they're going to get like 10 wins, 10-plus wins. You know what I'm saying? I think we got a chance. To your point, you know, the schedule is tougher. A lot of people are thinking that we might not get, you know, over 9 wins. But I think we built for it, man. I mean, the good thing is, you know, the coaching staff is still here. Jaden Daniels is here as long as he can stay healthy. I think we're going to lean more on the offensive side for sure. If the defense is improved, though, Rooster, I think we have a really good chance, and I'm hoping that's the case because I want to see them force some turnovers, man. I ain't seen that yet, and I'm waiting for it. So hopefully we can do it, and it might be some diamond in the rough.
Well, what I mentioned earlier is the number one way that this team is going – Okay, so I mentioned that they've improved the run defense. You agree with that, right? We think, at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe they've improved the cornerback situation in the secondary. Would you agree with that?
Right.
Okay.
So,
while they didn't necessarily, obviously, improve the pass rush yet at this point, and maybe they lessened it, we'll see, with the subtractions of Jonathan Allen and Dante Fowler, while that is very much in question, they did... I believe improve in two other areas. And if they can take even a moderate jump in terms of takeaways, which is something that Dan Quinn's defenses have usually done, if they can do that, it's going to go a long way to helping fix a lot of problems. All of a sudden, you won't see the same bleeding, if you will, that you saw at different times last year and throughout the year last year.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I want to see if maybe they play as a unit, you know, and they can work together to improve those areas that, you know, might not necessarily be our strength. On the offense, I'm just hoping Debo, man, because he's always hurt. That's my only biggest concern. If he is healthy and Terry, man, we're going to be a problem on the offense.
And some of the
younger guys can step up.
Yeah.
Even the rookie from...
Luke McCaffrey, yeah.
From Virginia Tech.
Jalen Lane, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Luke McCaffrey, I mean, he's going to make a jump, too.
Jalen Lane's going to make the biggest contribution at punt returner, assuming that he wins that job, which is certainly their plan. I hope Luke McCaffrey can... You know, now that he's a rookie, now that he's passed his rookie year and he flashed at times, especially earlier in the year, which was kind of weird, and certainly contributed at times as a kick returner later in the year, I really hope he can kind of put it all together. But I, listen, because it's more road games than home games, because it's a harder schedule, NFC North versus the NFC South, I do think it's fair to knock this team down. I do, even though they've improved. And I've said this consistently. I believe that the Commanders can be a better roster, 1 through 53 or 1 through 69, as they like to say, or 70 or whatever the hell it is, and yet be a worse team in terms of record. I do believe that is possible. And the question is then, okay, how much worse? Are you 2 wins worse? Are you 1 win worse? Are you 3 wins worse? And again, this story, this based on the Vegas projection of 9.5 wins, says they're going to be at least 3 wins, at least 3 wins worse. We will see. I appreciate you, Lappy. Good to hear from you. 220, Team 980. And the Odyssey app. We will continue along. We will dig a little bit deeper in terms of the bold predictions. We'll get into some other things along the way. And I've got some turnover statistics for you to kind of complement what we were just talking about, ways that they can improve the defense. And that is obviously one of the big ways on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sometimes, Paulie speaks the truth. Sometimes, occasionally, a blind squirrel finds a nut. Coming up, Josh Harris with some comments. For the first time since the initial press conference about the pending stadium project at RFK, AMAC has cut up some of that sound. We will react. Game one of the Stanley Cup Final tomorrow night. Edmonton and the Florida Panthers, rematch of last year's Stanley Cup Final. Tomorrow afternoon, Steve Wino from the Associated Press will join us live from Edmonton to preview the Stanley Cup Final. Coming up later on in the week, Friday, as a matter of fact, I believe 2:30, Dick Girardi will once again rejoin us on the eve of the Belmont Stakes, the final Triple Crown race of the year. So we try and cover, give you a little mishmash of everything around here. Certainly we will work on some, and we are working on some other things. We might have a surprise in the 3 o'clock hour. We're waiting for a hopeful resolution and confirmation to that, but I don't want to say anything to jinx it necessarily. So you have that. We'll get back to the calls in a sec. But again, I do think it is very realistic for the Commanders to win less games this year than last year. I would be surprised. This is me. I would be surprised if they win 12 games again this year. That's me. If they were to win 12 games again this year, and especially if they were to win a playoff game or two, never mind, obviously, if they were to win, say, three and get to the Super Bowl. And, of course, again, if they were to win 12 games and say they don't win the division, they're not the number one seed, so they don't have the bye. But they won 12 games, same as last year, against a much better schedule with more games on the road, more of a bullseye on their back. That would be an amazing accomplishment. Even if they fell short in the playoffs. Right? Believe it or not, guys, good teams that win a lot of games in the regular season fall short all the time. Right? I remember several times that AMAC's beloved New York Giants went on the road and beat
the Dallas Cowboys when they were like the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? I remember that.
When they beat Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, who were the number one seed in Lambeau Field. Right? How many times did the Indianapolis Colts under Peyton Manning just crush everybody during the regular season? And as soon as he went up against a legitimate playoff defense, he looked bamboozled. Just befuddled. The playoffs are different. The playoffs, as we know, are different. But the Commanders, maybe it was just 1 year, they were able to figure out some of that confusing puzzle last year. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to repeat it again this year. Here's an interesting question. Would you rather All right, say they won 12 games again this year against a better schedule, more of a bullseye, more road games. 12 games? Or and lose in the first round of the playoffs, their first game in the playoffs. 12 games and no playoff wins, or 9 regular season wins and 1 playoff win. Meaning they're less clearly, but they win one more playoff game than the other scenario. Now, one less than last year, but one more than the other scenario. That, to me, is kind of playing with numbers and playing fantasy radio scenarios.
Scenarios. A tribute, an ode to Kevin Sheehan. Scenarios.
But you get my point. They should be worse record-wise this year. But I contend, and I think others contend that really study this stuff, that they should be a better team. Let me give you this before we take the timeout. Last year, during the regular season, the Washington Commanders ranked 15th in net differential in terms of turnovers. They had 17 takeaways. They had 16 giveaways. A net differential of plus one. However, when you look at, and again, that first of all, it's hard to believe that they're only going to have 16 giveaways in a 17-game season. But maybe that's the reality. I don't know. It's also hard for me to imagine that they're only going to have 17 takeaways. That was 20th, tied for 20th in the league, 17 takeaways, 7 interceptions, 10 fumble recoveries. Again, hard for me to believe that that number is going to stay as low as it was. Again, 20th. That was tied with New Orleans, tied with the Jets, tied with Arizona, tied with Carolina, and tied with San Francisco. And Baltimore, I should say. All for 20th. So, I mean, a 5-way logjam. Not good enough. One turnover a game, not good enough. What the Commanders' defense needs, being that they right now didn't obviously improve their pass rush, obviously. I think they've tweaked it, but right now being that they obviously didn't improve their pass rush, yet I believe they've improved their run defense, and I believe they've improved their secondary, certainly in their corner situation. So I don't think they're going to be worse than they were defensively, but if they can go from 17 takeaways, which again was tied for 20th in the NFL, if they can go from 17 takeaways to, I don't know, let's call it, 23 takeaways. 23. Based on last year's numbers, that would put them right on the border of a top 10 turnover or takeaway defense. If you gave me 23 takeaways as opposed to 17, depending on when and where, you could easily make up. Easily might be a stretch. You can make up those wins that we keep talking about because of the tougher schedule, the quicker turnarounds, the shorter weeks, the bigger bullseye, the more road games, so on and so forth. If you go from 17 takeaways to 23, 6 more, you don't think you can win 1 game? Maybe more? By improving by 6 takeaways? Of course, it, again, depends on when and how and what effect. I'm not talking about a takeaway and a 30-point win at the end of the game. I'm talking about effective takeaways. That's what I'm talking about. I think it's possible. I think it's very possible. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. That's the number for you to call. Let's do a trending alert, and then we'll come back and we'll grab a couple of calls. If you want to weigh in on the Nats and the Cubs, biggest series since the World Series. That's kind of what I've dubbed it. Is that a little over the top? Is that just about right? Are you feeling it? Are you coming out to Nationals Park any of these three nights? I'm excited. I got to get out at least one of these nights, see if I can get over to the ballpark, because I think it's going to be fun. And it's a really good litmus test as we opened up the show. Let's do a trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yeah, indeed. The Nats are back home after a successful 4-2 road trip. Took 2 out of 3 over the weekend from Phoenix and in Arizona, and now host the first place Chicago Cubs, who have won 8 out of 10, 37-22, leaders of the National League Central. We will get an injury update and a lineup update a little bit later on this afternoon, of course, from the Cubs, who could be missing one of their best additions of the offseason and one of the reasons why they're 15 games over 500, and that's Kyle Tucker. He jammed a thumb the other day. Cade Horton goes for Chicago 2-0 with a 3.98 ERA. Trevor Williams off of his best start, not only this year, but really since getting injured midway through last year. In Seattle last Wednesday night, goes for the Washington Nationals 3-5 with a 5.69 ERA. You can hear it. 106.7 The Fan and the Nationals Radio Network and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, the Pittsburgh Steelers continue to look for a tight end option to help their quarterback rudderless ship. But apparently they are not, according to ESPN, expected to trade or make an attempt for a trade for Dolphins tight end Jonnu Smith. They are hosting free agent wide receiver Gabe Davis, who most recently spent time with the Jacksonville Jaguars and had some success with the Buffalo Bills. Stanley Cup final tomorrow night. The Edmonton Oilers and the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Media day today for the NHL out in Edmonton. Steve Wino will join us from the Associated Press tomorrow afternoon. And one more for you. How about Peyton Manning? We just mentioned him. He is joining the Denver NWSL Franchise Ownership Group. That's right. NWSL, 5-time NFL MVP and Super Bowl champion Peyton Manning, joining the Denver NWSL franchise. And that is what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Always, baby. Always. Good to have you with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yes, indeed. On this Tuesday afternoon, we head till 4 o'clock. Actually, we approach 3 o'clock, but we'll be with you until 4 on the Team 980 and said Odyssey app, along with A-Mac on the other side of the glass. He's on his best behavior today. Forgive him.
I was going to say, that's a lie. I feel like I'm acting up.
A little bit earlier in the show you were. Mm-hmm. Calm down. You've settled down. We might have a surprise for you. Don't know. In the 3 o'clock hour, just stay tuned. But I wanted to do this. I wanted to wrap up the phone calls on the Cowboys, Commanders, win projections, and the bowl predictions by Connor Orr. We'll get into the rest of the list tomorrow. But I got some Josh Harris sound that we wanted to react to. And then I got some other things that I wanted to get to that are just kind of like building up in a pile that we'll attack in the 3 o'clock hour. Let's get to Mitch in Jersey next up. What's up, Mitch? How are you?
Hi, Chris.
What's going on, Mitch?
How's it going, Chris Rooster? It's going pretty well. Pretty hot.
Good. Well, yeah, it is hot. It is June, so.
It's true. We complain. We complain when it's cold, rain, snow.
Yes.
And then when it gets too hot, then you miss the 70-degree weather.
Exactly.
You know, I can't win.
Exactly.
Some people are just not grateful. You got to be grateful, you know.
Yes.
You woke up another day.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
More good than bad. I can say that, and hopefully you too.
Yes.
I think they can win at least 9-10. I'm not these odd number of games, too many games. I think our offense got better, and he's going to be a better quarterback. And I don't want to see the backup unless his game's out of hand. We've got two more wide receivers, plus McCaffrey would be better, I think. And I think Chris Rodgers, if he's still on the team, can only be better. And Robinson and Austin Eckler will be better this coming. That's right, thing. And I like our defensive line.
Well, can those guys stay on the field? That's like my top question, because both missed or weren't right or missed, depending on who we're talking about. Brian Robinson, Austin Eckler, a bunch of games last year. They don't have right now another option, because you mentioned Chris Rodriguez and I like him, and you like him, and he runs hard, and he runs downhill, and he breaks tackles. But for whatever reason, they don't seem to value him in the same way.
You know, I wish they had drafted Damon Martinez, but I think he went in the 7th round. So he could have been had.
Yeah.
And I love these things. They say trade, but it's not. It's a what if. These mocks and these trades. Nick Chubb is out there, I believe.
I was going to get to that rumor in the 3 o'clock hour, so that was one of the things that I was just kind of mentioning. Just on the initial surface, and I haven't given it a lot of thought, Nick Chubb is – I mean, look, at one point he was a very, very, very good running back and talented. A lot of injuries.
Too much wear and tear.
A lot of wear and tear there. But again,
and I like to see,
like we give up on athletes very quickly, right? I know I do, and that's probably not fair, considering that, like Saquon Barkley, at one point, right, as we were discussing yesterday, Saquon Barkley was basically given up for dead after the ACL. And then I think he only ran for like 550 yards or whatever it was in the next year, and had another injury and missed, I think, 4 games or whatever it was that we were talking about. Well, guess what? Sometimes it takes guys 2 years. If they're ever going to come back, it takes guys 2 years from the time of the injury to truly return to form. If you look at Chubb, right, just again, and we'll do more on this in the 3 o'clock hour. If you look at Chubb, he did play 8 games last year. He only ran 100 times. Maybe last year, of course, was that recovery year, and maybe this year he'll be a lot better. But until I see it, it's just hard for me to believe it.
Right. And the Giants, they gave the wrong guy the bag of money. They gave Daniel Jones, which didn't tell. One more thing, I like that defensive line. Speaking about plays take time, I think Farrell is going to make the Raiders wish they had kept him. a little longer. I think he's going to be pretty good. And I like when I have five draft choices, I think they're all making the team and can contribute. Thanks a lot, Chris. You have a nice day.
Okay. Gotcha. I appreciate it. Mitch, thank you. I'll let you run on that. Wait, we have breaking news. Wow. Okay. This is maybe not shocking, but it is certainly surprising. The New York Knicks. Paulie, hang on. The New York Knicks have fired Tom Thibodeau. Yeah, let's do it, man. Breaking news here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. The Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau after they reached the Eastern Conference Finals.
What is going on in the NBA?
Well, here's what it is. They regressed offensively in the playoffs. I truly believe that. They regressed defensively over the course of the year. There is certainly something to be said for too much ISO basketball. I don't think it was a great mix for whatever reason, Karl-Anthony Towns and Tom Thibodeau. I think Karl-Anthony Towns got exposed a little bit defensively. And offensively, he certainly exhibits some questionable judgment, in my opinion. And even though they made it to the conference finals, I would guess what happened is, in exit meetings, people went to Leon Rose, their general manager or president of basketball operations, and said, yeah, dog, this guy ain't for me. I don't think I can flourish. I'd like out if you're going to keep him. And probably Karl-Anthony Towns, maybe Jalen Brunson, were on top of that list.
I remember there was some type of weird situation that happened with Mikal Bridges, too, during the season, where he kind of came out and said that we had a meeting with Tibbs about the rotations. Because his rotations have been like the biggest complaint for him throughout the whole season. So I think that there was an incident where Mikal said we had a players-only meeting. Then they asked Tibbs about it, and he said it didn't happen. So there was some type of disarray or disagreement, it seems, within that team. But I guess this is just me being a prisoner of the moment, where we see all these kind of high name brand or big name coaches getting fired. It's just, it's unusual.
Listen,
for me.
A guy like Tibbs, I didn't think it was going to work when they hired him, because I didn't think his personality, defense first, hard grinding, would fit in New York. It worked out a lot better than I thought, but this is not surprising to me. People are going to be shocked and stunned by this. It's all Greenberg and Stephen A. are going to talk about for the next 48 hours because they completely ignore everything else. People are going to be stunned by this because of the team success. This is not all that surprising. I don't even pay that much attention. And you just mentioned the Mikal Bridges situation. I'm telling you, Karl-Anthony Towns did not seem like a good fit. I don't know how they view Jalen Brunson. I mean, other than he's their best player, but maybe there was friction there. I don't know. Too much ISO. I don't know. A guy who wants to be defensive and hard grinding first, he wears on people. That's Tom Thibodeau in a nutshell. This is not that surprising to me. I mean, it's, again, surprising because generally when you go that far, you don't see a team fire their coach. But it's happened. I mean, there's been teams that made it to, who was it?
Denver just fired their coach.
Yeah, and they won a championship. Well, not last year, but 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago. Sorry.
And the Stanley Cup in hockey. I want to say there was a coach a couple of years ago that made it to the Stanley Cup final. They lost, and he was fired by December the next year. I can't remember who it was. I have to look that up. Teams do that. Right? And my guess, my hunch, is this is a player-related complaint. And a significant player name related event or situation. Again, I don't know if Carl Anthony Towns is powerful enough to demand a coach getting fired, but Jalen Brunson probably is. But my guess is it would be more about Carl Anthony Towns as opposed to Jalen Brunson, but I don't know. So Tom Thibodeau gone. We'll give you some details as we find out. More after this on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.